In a recent podcast, we talked about the latest investigation into allegations of abuse at Camp Tracy in Jacksonville, Florida, a so-called ministry to troubled youth that is run under the auspices of Harvest Baptist Church of Jacksonville under Wilson McCormick. What I'm about to read is the grand jury report of its findings after an investigation into the way that Camp Tracy conducts its day-to-day business. The grand jury report. The 1987 Baker County grand jury report on Camp Tracy noted there was no qualified medical personnel on the premises and emergency medical procedures were inadequate and, quote, woefully lacking, end quote. The report also criticized that there was no qualified physical, mental, or psychological evaluation upon admission. In addition, the grand jury report cited the following. 1. There is no adequate system in operation to document medical injuries for the review diagnoses or record keeping of cases of suspected physical abuse of residents. 2. There is no procedure, as does exist for other child and youth facilities, for contacting of the State of Florida's Health and Rehabilitative Service Agency, HRS, in cases of actual or suspected child abuse of residents of Camp Tracy. The attitude of the management and staff of Camp Tracy is both resistant and opposed to this necessary protective review of the program operation. 3. There is no individual knowledgeable nor trained in health or nutrition to review or oversee the preparation of proper meals. 4. The educational program at Camp Tracy is substandard and frequently resulted in loss of grade matriculation of students when returning back to public schools. This had detrimental consequences to the students. 5. More disturbing findings noted that children residing at Camp Tracy should not be forced to work for private citizens and runaways should not be labeled misfits or given GI-style haircuts as a disciplinary action. The report found that physical restraints such as ropes or handcuffs should never be used as, quote, has been done at Camp Tracy. And there you have it. That is not a boarding school. That is not a place to help troubled teens. That is a teen gulag that employs adult-style restraints used on criminals and forces the students to slave labor. It's amazing to me that after this report, the state of Florida did not close down that school. But from other cases of abuse that I've researched, I will have to say this. You can get away with just about anything in the state of Florida if you're a church.